So you just got to make sure that you're prepared, like it's any team. You know, you just got to work your best through the week, and then play your best game on Sunday.
So you're expecting a good fight from that.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
How are you going to prepare for Ross? Are you going to pull up some old UConn footage?
You know, we'll go through the tape, see what their tendencies are, and just go out there and play. Thanks.
You got some more work at more of a, they called that a light 4-3 playing defensive end.
Yeah.
How different is that for you moving from that outside linebacker down to the defensive end, even though you do it quite a lot?
It's not, you know, defensive end isn't. Defensive end for me is actually a lot easier in the sense of I'm just playing technique, and you know, I don't have to worry about dropping in coverage and doing all that, those things like a linebacker would. So it just brings me back to what I was doing before I played linebacker, which was just a regular defensive end. So anytime that we can do that to where it changes things up and, you know, kind of change the scheme up as far as what other teams are looking at, you know, it's always a good thing to do. So just continue to whatever role I have to do, I'll do it.
Do you feel you bring more of a run-stopping ability when you move down to defensive end than
You know, it's when I'm on the line as a linebacker, it's similar as far as positioning, and you know, the biggest difference is usually as a 4-3 outside backer or even a 34, you're going against a tight end rather than a big tackle, so you just kind of have to have a different mindset as far as going against a guy that's 250 and then a guy that's 310 or, you know, 320, a bigger guy. Just got to have a different mindset.